entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, not only do we have Dave, but we have our special Thursday recorded.
Yes.
Of the ticket.
Yes.
Listen at that.
Oh, look at that.
What a crowd.
And my back's to everyone. This is great.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah, the Rant Revival, somewhat irregular during football season, but we are so
just
happy
like
to have
periods.
You. Yes, indeed. So I teased a Hogwarts death.
Yes, I'm so excited about this.
Are you familiar with Michael Gambon?
Is that Hagrid?
No,
Hagrid's, dead. Already dead.
Yeah, he's already been dead.
Oh. Is that Dumbledore?
Yes.
Is that Hans Gruber?
The second Dumbledore.
Yes.
First Dumbledore died.
Yes.
Hans Gruber.
Richard Harris was the original Dumbledore.
Oh. Hans Gruber was Snape.
In the first two movies.
Snape.
And then after Richard Harris died, Michael Gambon took over and played in six of the Harry Potter movies. So he died at the age of 82 after a bout of pneumonia.
Gordon. Man, pneumonia.
Man, pneumonia's killing everyone from Harry Potter.
Snape.
Well,
is that
I don't think
not
you're
the
right.
conclusion I'm supposed to reach.
No, I don't think you're right at all.
Did you guys see all the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
I think
really?
I saw maybe
my
three
kid
of them.
Was super into them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Definitely my kids saw them. I enjoyed them. I thought they were wonderful.
Yeah.
Really well done.
I think
well
I've
done.
Only seen
fun.
Two of them.
And I did the Harry Potter thing at Universal in Florida.
Boy, Bob and I did it in California.
That did you was let a wand choose you in the wand shop?
I didn't, but they did. My
I went in
and
there.
My daughter.
And guess the wand that chose me. It was the Hitachi Magic Wand.
How much was that?
Like $70.
Is it $70. A double header?
I don't know what that means.
It's got a little action on both ends.
Yeah.
I
you can
magic
no
on both ends.
You can cast spells out of both sides.
Yeah. Hmm.
Today in trailer, a source says that Taylor Swift planning to attend the Chiefs-Jets game on Sunday at
Where's
the Meadowlands.
At? Oh, go to New York, huh?
Okay, yeah. Correct me
is
on that,
or not
or
over,
at least enlighten me. Why is it such a big deal that she's dating a football guy?
Because she's the biggest celebrity
yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, she's the biggest celebrity in the world, and he kind of willed it into existence. Like he put
he
put it out.
Lines out there?
Yeah, he. I mean, he says you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah,
he wanted to meet her when she played at Arrowhead over the summer.
Gotcha.
And he didn't get to meet her, and then so he talked about how he was so bummed about it, and he wanted her to come see him play. And so that's how it all came together.
He had one of those doubleheader magic wands, too,
uh-huh.
that connected them.
Do couples use those?
For magic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. So this is the same thing that Romo did with Carrie Bradshaw. Not Carrie Bradshaw.
Carrie
Underwood.
Yes.
Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
So the Jets say they haven't been notified specifically about Taylor coming to the game, but they are prepared to welcome her if she does come. But Patrick Mahomes has booked a suite for his family and friends, and so if she shows up, that's probably where she'll be.
Okay, that's fair enough. I told our buddy, our buddy Bobby Stroop, who is Patrick's trainer, not quarterback coach.
Bobby!
Because he's got wife and two daughters. And I sent him a note. I'm like, 100% they asked you when they're going to be able to meet Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's basically like, no comment, but of course, yes.
What's the point of Daddy knowing Patrick Mahomes if he can't introduce us to Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That's right.
So Taylor Swift is popular with kids as well as
everyone.
Yeah.
Adults?
Yeah. Yes. Like, probably from
6 to 60, blind, crippled, or crazy.
Legitimately true.
I really enjoyed some of the social media that has resulted from this, where Taylor Swift fans are now seeking out football people to get information about this new thing they discovered called the NFL.
Right.
And one of my favorites.
Did you know they've been playing the NFL for like 100 yards?
One of my favorites was
100 yards.
A Swiftie asking her husband. So was Travis Kelce anybody before he started dating Taylor Swift? Which is pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, he was a nobody.
I may have to ask the same thing right about now.
He's very good.
Is he? Yeah.
Maybe the best tight end of all time.
Yeah. If Taylor Swift does go to the Jets game, she will have to find a place to stay because she has loaned her Tribeca apartment to Sophie Turner. Because Turner needs a place to stay with her two kids while she settles her ugly divorce with Joe Jonas. And a judge has ruled that the children have to stay in New York City until the divorce is finalized.
Does Taylor Swift have kids?
No.
She didn't have kids, right?
No.
And neither does Travis?
I mean, I'm surprised that she hasn't had, like, a close call.
Like, we don't know if she has.
What do you mean?
As much as,
what is
you know,
a close call?
Like when the guitar
Bob said
guy,
last night on Twitch that he didn't pay for his own abortions.
Is this true?
That is true. I asked him if he ever paid for an abortion. And he said no.
So you have others?
Well, no, I've never been involved in a in abortion.
He said that's the woman's job.
Like, do you think John?
Have you ever turned down cocaine?
Do you think John Mayer is real responsible?
Have you stopped beating your
with
wife?
Contraception?
No.
I'm
no,
just saying,
I don't.
She's probably had a few close calls, that's all.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have any kids. Mark Cuban has
How
weighed in on the
big?
Whole Taylor Swift thing.
Oh, good.
He says that she impacts the economy. He was quoted by some paparazzi yesterday, or earlier this morning, out in New York City.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Papa.
He said,
it's paparazzi.
He says literally every city she brings her tours to, you can see the economy getting a bump out of it. The NFL's got to be loving this. And then he couldn't help himself. He said, the Mavs, we got a lot of really good-looking young single guys. Come on, Taylor. So he's trying to whore her out to the Mavs roster.
That's not the term we want to use.
Yes, he's inviting her to date the
matchmaking.
Boy,
Maybe she could come and do...
Whoa.
Yeah,
she could go to the Mavs locker room and do what the Rangers are going to do to celebrate the wild card tonight.
That's not a fact. We don't know if that's going to go on or not. We're just assuming that...
No, we're not. It's not we. It's you.
Bob was saying they think that instead of champagne tonight, they're just going to get one hooker to go into that locker room when they clinch a playoff run.
Yeah.
Really?
We're all just going to single file into the shower.
Instead of spewing champagne.
Dun, 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 dun.
What has happened? We were having a nice sports talk show.
Did y'all's moms ever say, or do they ever say, sorry, Gordon and I are past tense. Did they ever say to you, though, when talking about, when you were a kid, and you would say, well, why didn't Aunt Sheila have any children? And I remember my mom putting on her hand on my shoulder and saying, because she's barren.
Barren, yeah. I did hear that term.
She has tumbleweeds in her uterus.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Barren.
Hey, Barren.
Hey, Barren. All right, Mom.
There is a Cowboys tight end that might be doing some business on the side, kind of Travis Kelce style.
Who?
Jake Ferguson is allegedly dating Haley Cavender, the former University of Miami NIL basketball twin.
What?
What
happened to the other
Haley and Hannah?
Yeah.
So they just...
Does he know which one he's dating?
Yeah, I think he's dating Haley. So she shared a collage of photos wearing a Cowboys t-shirt, and she captioned it, how about them Cowboys? And then Jake Ferguson replied... Golly, how about him? With heart eyes emoji.
Holy crap, man.
And then Hannah, the sister, said, so is this a soft launch? Or saying, are you guys going public with your relationship?
No, he said it's a rock hard launch.
So the two sisters, they're from Phoenix. They were at the Cardinals game this past Sunday. And they also were at MetLife for the Giants home opener. And she was wearing a Jake Ferguson jersey, the sidelines, and then the Giants asked her to take it off and change change it to a Giant shirt.
So is that the
Holy
same
crap,
like a sixth level tight end dating a 12th level
it's
celebrity?
It's trailer minus 10 degrees.
Yeah,
at least maybe 20
maybe 90 degrees.
You think he's going to try to string that together?
Isn't that the reason why you even do it in the first place?
When
like the centipede?
You have identical twins.
Mm-hmm. How many times have
like
Cowboys...
You try and get them both drunk?
His cowboy buddies already been like, so?
You think he's been asked already?
Yes, of course!
You ever forget who you're talking to?
Yeah.
His mind goes there.
Seriously.
Too far. Bob and I, we need to get to our Bible lesson.
All right, maybe our book club or something.
Did you guys start
book club? We chose Leviticus.
You started a Bible Twitch last night?
Yeah, we did. I invited him. We did actually talk about our favorite apostles. That's not a lie.
My wife was yelling from the couch, Peter. No, I'm going with Paul, hon.
Britney Spears actually had the police perform a wellness check after she posted the Dancing
Knife
with Knives
Wait,
video.
She called the cops to say, come check on me?
On me, please. I'm not doing so well. I'm dancing with knives.
Yeah, so she was dancing with knives. And so somebody in her circle of friends saw the video.
Me?
And was concerned and called the police. And so because it was someone that she knew and not just a fan, they were like, okay, well, we'll go out there. So they drove out to her house in Thousand Oaks, and they get on the intercom, because she has the gate. They get on the intercom.
Gatekeeping.
And they talk to the security guard inside the house, and the security says, no, she's fine. There's nothing going on.
So it was suspiciously Brittany trying to lower her voice saying that.
Yeah. And so the
situation's normal. Everything's fine.
How are you?
The spokesperson for the police department said, we did our due diligence by going and responding and speaking to two people who are close to her who satisfactorily told us she's fine. Then they were asked if they were aware of the second video, which showed her dancing
with swords,
with a bandage on her arm and bloody marks on her body.
Oh, God.
Yes. They said, no, we didn't see that one. Mm. So evidently, after the knife video that she initially posted, then she did, like, fumble the knives and ended up having to bandage up.
God.
But then she did another dancing video with blood all over.
Is it worth it?
What?
Dating her right now.
Brittany?
Yeah.
Why? Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the knife play?
Bob did the knife dance on Twitch last night, too.
Did not.
Would you do that?
In a bikini.
Hide his nipples with the blade.
And that's the other thing. She's a 40-year-old woman. Why does she always have to, you know...
What does that have to do with her age?
Sex it up a little bit. Just,
she needs to be validated. She needs to prove that she is still doable.
I want to hit that.
I think it's clear she's kind of in this state of arrested development or something.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
And she needs to be desired.
There. Yeah.
She lost her husband. He left her.
Well, she's lost like three husbands.
Yeah. But she
not lost. They didn't die.
Well, they left her.
Well, yeah, but...
Stop being a psycho, then.
Jeez. Bob.
He's got a point.
All right, lastly, the Rolling Stones have released the second song off of Hackney Diamonds. It's called Sweet Sounds of Heaven, and it has two guest stars. It has Stevie Wonder playing some keys, and it has Lady Gaga doing kind of background vocals. And Ham has it queued up about midpoint so we can get a little bit of Lady Gaga. Well, it's probably him, though.
Yeah,
he recorded stuff before he died. So, instant review.
Uh-huh.
Instant review, Gordon. Are you interested in this new record?
Yeah, I'll listen to it. Absolutely.
I love Angry, the new song, the other new song. This one, I listened to it this morning, and it takes a while to get going anywhere.
It's like one of their sloppy, bluesy
It's a slow build
songs.
Good to hear Lady Gaga, who I think is incredible, and then Stevie at the end does play his keyboards. He's blind, though. Do you know that?
No, he's
allegedly.
Gay.
Oh, yeah, he's gay.
And lastly, Mick Jagger gave an interview, and he said that they don't have plans to sell their catalog, the Stones, but they could probably sell it for $1 billion.
You could not.
He does not. They probably could.
Or at least a half billion. Anywhere between a half billion and a billion.
Who's got the record?
But he said, who does have the record? There was one that was...
Not that record.
Sold for like $1 billion recently, wasn't it?
Dylan or
ABBA.
Nobody
sold for $1 billion.
Fleetwood Mac.
Blue Springsteen.
Yeah, Wall of Voodoo.
But anyway, he says Wall that whenever they do decide to do something with their catalog, that he is not going to, or they are not going to give it to their heirs, that they want to do some charitable foundation with it.
Good for him.
And
because
the kids will be fine.
The kids will be fine. They don't need them. They don't need $500 million.
No, they already have $1 billion that they're going to get. So
it's fine.
Would you be mad at Dad? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, those kids are going to be mad if he passes up on $1 billion to give them.
But I mean,
absolutely.
Potentially, they're going to get like $100 million each. He has eight kids, so let's say Mick's worth $800 million. You know, somewhere after taxes around that.
I read that he wasn't going to give them very much of anything.
Well, that I think it was just based on that, selling the catalog. He's not going to give them that.
Yeah, so they won't get residuals for the rest of their lives, but they will get their inheritance. They'll get a lump sum when he dies, right?
Yeah.
All right, we have Rant Revival coming up next with your special host, Corby Davidson.
Oh.
I know him.
The Ticket.
Brought to you by Surah, Classic Kia of Carrollton, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Hardline? Oh, sorry, I was going to do the liner here.
Just yell out Hardline?
Yeah, yeah.
Hardline!
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 Hardline live at Myers Garden, where not only is it a donation spot for Drop Your Pants, where a lot of people have donated a lot of good clothes for the cause.
Yes.
Also, the good people from the Genesis Women's Shelter are here, and they have their big Jam Fest event on October the 13th at the Southside Ballroom. They got Robert Earl Keen to come out of retirement to play this event. So head on over to genesisshelter.org/jamfest, and you can get your tickets and go see Robert Earl Keen and support the wonderful, wonderful people and all that's involved with the Genesis Women's Shelter. Myers Garden, located right here off of Henderson and Belmont.
Familiar? A heck of a chicken fried steak, too.
Right? Isn't it good?
Oh, my gosh.
The food is wonderful here. So come on out here, have some food, have yourself a beer, and hang out with us. And the us today includes Gordon Keith. It's Thursday. It is Rant Revival time. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. Give it up for Gordon. He drove all the way here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Actually walked.
So
I don't look too far from here.
I wanted to get into something that has been publicized so much that will debut tonight on ABC. And we've all talked about it on our various shows, but I wanted to get into it a little bit deeper today, and it is The Golden Bachelor. The Golden Bachelor, which stars a 72-year-old bachelor.
He's a widower.
In which he will choose from...
Why isn't that a standard term, just widow? I think we know what everything would be if it was just widow. Widower is too much.
Widower.
Yeah, too many syllables.
And she's a widow.
Yes. That was told, too, in hushed terms.
She's an old widow woman.
An old widow woman.
Mm-hmm. She never remarried.
So, he's 72.
Just lives up on that hill.
No one would have her.
Why were women so judgmental?
Well,
they still
know.
Are. They still are.
Cool. But yeah, that's the way my mom would word it, that no one would have someone.
So mean. So he's 72. He gets to choose from 22 women ranging from the age of 60 to 75.
That's great.
Now,
he's probably going to go for the 60.
You mentioned, okay, what are the odds? You mentioned that he is a widower.
How recent?
I think in 2017, 16. He was married for 40 years. So would they have gone the route, would they have dared gone the route of a bachelor who's 72 but who's been married a couple of times?
Like Hugh Hefner?
Like Dave when he's 72.
Right.
Yeah. Would they have done that?
No, they wanted the love story, you know.
Yeah, because he married his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes. It was
so they wanted all the feel-good stuff. They don't want someone with a checkered life like
right.
Dave.
He had a whole beautiful life with the love of his life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now he's finished grieving, and he wants to find love again.
Yes.
Right.
They want The Notebook is what they want.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, his daughters set this up. His daughters are, you know, obviously adults, and they're the ones who encouraged him to do it. And they said the following. Now, as people who have been married, do you think this is true? Quote from the daughters.
Mother would have been thrilled for this. We talked frequently as time went on about what we expected for the other one.
Where are they from?
The South.
This accent is odd. Okay.
Yeah, from the South. And she would have wanted this to happen this way.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
That he would, that she dies.
She wants him to have his pick of 22 whores.
Which, what is with you in that word? That.
That's not what they're called. Eligible.
God, dang, man.
Dave.
These are, all these women are upstanding women, right?
Yeah, I don't think they're whores. Is that what you're asking?
Have they all been married? Do we know? Any of them?
It's none of our business.
Lifelong
whether
single?
Whether women choose to have already been married.
Okay, will they make that public within the confines of this show? Will they say, here is Elizabeth, and she was divorced four times and went in prison for cocaine in 1997 or something like that?
Yeah, I think they have to give people's backstory. Yeah. Pretty sure.
She was recently committed and had 6 months of inpatient therapy.
Right. And he's sitting there listening to it going, what?
Are you guys noting?
Bring my wife back, please.
Have you guys noted a buzz at the house over this?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. I was instructed to season pass it.
Yes.
Really?
This is going to be huge. Massive numbers. Women are really into this.
Okay.
Are you picking Hello? Golden Bachelor or Packers Lions tonight?
This conversation happened at the house, and I was told on no uncertain terms, and just so everybody's clear, the Packers have been aired live on the main television since I was a little kid. Like, it's not negotiable.
Yeah, right.
Never preempted.
Ever. And tonight, the fact that those two things are colliding, I said, well, you're just going to record it and watch the game, right? Oh, no. I'll be up in the room. I am not missing this.
Yeah. And
I don't. Why is that?
It's different.
Not only does
every
she has to watch it
like
live.
That.
So the group texts are.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be behind.
Yes.
Yeah, and at the opening scene, I've read a review on tonight's episode. In the opening scene, he's telling the story of how he lost his wife.
Oh.
She battled some sort of illness. And so, yes, he breaks down, obviously, because he has to.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks down.
And they were on verge of divorce when she died.
There's no doubt. When she got sick, he's like, oh, God, let's kind of set the clock here.
Her but orange juice was sitting there with a bottle of window cleaner right next to it that he had. A jar of antifreeze.
Like the final picture of them together. Yeah, it's just that. Wait a minute, that looks suspicious. But in the background, as he's breaking down, you can hear, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they've got, like, soft, emotional music in the background playing.
They should
totally
have played, like,
down.
Welcome to the Jungle or Sweet Child of Mine.
Exactly.
Or like a
Horse and Sugar on Me.
Yeah.
Horse and Sugar on Me.
Or Girls, Girls, Girls.
Yeah. They all start piling out of the limo.
Start fighting each other.
Floppies hanging out.
So it's one thing to be a parent and see your daughter or your son go through this ordeal of being, you know, the quote-unquote bachelor or bachelorette or one of the contestants on the show. It's another thing if you're a child or a kid, whatever, you have parents and you see them doing this. And as much as the daughters say, we love this for Daddy. Daddy needs this.
That way he'll leave us alone. We're from the South.
When they see him making out and like
Six
mugging
players.
Down with a bunch of ladies in a hot tub.
Hasn't he said, though, that
tonguing her dentures out of her mouth?
There's not going to be any making out and there's not going to be the overnight fantasy suite stuff.
I don't know. I haven't read
Yay.
That.
I think that I think that he at least has, before it starts, professed that he is going to have the high moral ground that he's.
So we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, how fun is that when they're in a hot air balloon up there and
by episode 6 he'll be telling people to smell his fingers.
Hey, have you ever heard of chicken oil before?
Oh my God!
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
You want to go in a hot air balloon?
Snail trail just coming out of the wicker.
Gross. Dave.
Seeping all the way through.
I just think that as a kid, it is kind of gross on either side. I know you want your parents to be happy and find love and all that, but you want to see them in, like, romantic situations?
Yeah,
like,
is there a hot tub?
Like, would you be pushing for this for Doodlebug if...
Oh, my gosh. No, okay. No. No, no, no.
Yeah.
You should want people to be happy, though.
I do want them to be happy.
Yes, just be happy.
I just don't want just them
alone.
To be old.
You want them to be happy, but alone.
Just be happy in private.
Yes.
So when your skin is already wrinkly and you get in a hot tub, does it get extra wrinkly?
That's a good question,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, you double prune.
I'm no doctor.
Or maybe it tightens up and you look like you're 20 again.
Like a vampire.
Isn't it weird, though, like in brainstorming at Bachelor World Headquarters, that this appears to be the one that might...
break the bank.
Yeah, I don't want to say biggest bachelor ever or anything like that, but it does feel like...
It does.
Let's say it.
What?
Biggest bachelor ever?
It does feel like the buzz is extraordinary.
Well, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be whoever finishes second, Beatrice or whoever that finishes second in this...
Olga.
They're going to be the next golden bachelorette.
Yeah, that's the formula.
Yeah, that's the template of the show.
Dolores.
And so then she's got to...
The fan favorite who doesn't win gets their own show.
And then there's going to be people say, why are you limiting the age to these people between 60 and 72?
Older.
I'm interested.
America keeps saying older.
No, but I mean, like, if you're the bachelorette and you're like, well, I want a 40-year-old. And so then at 65, they're like, here's our new show, Hot Older Lady with Sweet Young Dude.
They could do that. I don't think they could do
the Cougar Bachelorette.
Why not?
We're still overcorrecting from the way it used to be. And then we'll overcorrect for this overcorrection. It just swings back and forth.
Yeah, so there's like a Harvey Weinstein guy and a bunch of 20-year-old supermodels.
Okay, and that's the other thing. This guy's a very, very handsome guy. How many people turned in their resume, their photo, and all that weren't like overly handsome? That got a fair shot. Or did they find this guy and they're like...
It would have been bad if they had cast Rock Hudson in this role. He was uninterested in all the women.
Right.
He's gay! But didn't want to say
why. He's making out with the key grip.
Don't look at me!
Have they ever gone down that road?
Gay?
No, the...
Whoa.
No, like the...
Gay key grip bachelor?
The average...
Gay key grip bachelor.
Just the not model caliber.
That may be
They're
next.
All good looking,
like,
right?
But what? But how do you couch that?
Normal American. I don't know.
Unhot, like
the solid five bachelor.
Sturdy bachelorettes.
The sturdy bachelor.
Like what they do is they get like a wind machine out there.
And I'm sorry, ma'am. You blew over. You're not sturdy enough for our season of The Bachelor. You get to push her when she's not expecting it.
But I do appreciate, like, the fact that they are doing this.
And
maybe
she tipped.
And maybe the numbers have gone south to the point where they had no choice. But you think about how Hollywood and society in general kind of pushes the 70-plus aside. And like, okay, you do your own thing over there in your own world. And they're never featured in films or TV. Even the Golden Girls, they were all in their 50s. Like early 50s.
I don't think that this thing will have legs beyond this season, though.
You think this is a one-off?
Yeah, I think it's
a
one-off.
You want a legless bachelor?
No, I don't want that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yes, the disabled bachelor.
Right.
And everyone has a different disability. That would be right up your alley, Gordon.
My alley?
Yeah,
what? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It would be
about.
On your network.
Yeah.
Like on my Twitch stream.
But then you would be
girl
like...
Girl comes out of the limo with two left arms.
Wait.
What does that even mean?
What kind of disability is that?
You know.
I don't think anyone's ever been born with two left arms.
The circus bachelor is the best idea I've ever heard.
But I want you to be Monty's...
Lady.
I want you to be Monty's caretaker.
Go for it,
Monty's
love.
Caretaker?
Yeah, Gordon will be Monty's caretaker.
He doesn't need a caretaker.
And he's in like a full white suit pushing Monty around, you know?
Yeah, like I'm an orderly, a hospital orderly?
You're Monty's orderly.
Yeah, Cordell, find me some pudding, please.
Cordell.
Yeah, that's your name.
Huh.
You love exploiting Monty.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Exploring Monty is what you meant.
Yes. Yes.
Well, anyway, it debuts.
I love Monty.
Wow.
It debuts tonight, so you got to watch it. Dave and I aren't going to be here tomorrow, but you have to watch it.
You need to do a segment tomorrow.
No,
you need to have Sally on as a correspondent.
Look that up, Deej.
That might be worthy.
That's got to be Friday fun.
Got to book Sally.
Be gold audio in there.
We can do it.
I'll even call her and talk to Sally.
I got nothing else, so.
Oh, hey, Mac Brown's going to join us.
I'm going to be talking to Sally.
Mac Brown.
That was a very, very fun rant revival.
Well, there it goes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Gordon.
God bless you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for coming out to Myers Garden.
Thanks for the chicken fried steak.
Thanks for Sturdy Bachelor.